Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Yes, thank you very much. So happy to be here with all of you for our Wednesday hump day edition of the show. So welcome to all blog talkers, Facebookers, and also Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo Baggins. First, though, to start off the show, I would like to remind everyone, especially those who aren't getting reminded, but they're getting new information, that we are using ordinary playing cards for these readings that we are giving during the show. So it's important to make the distinction. These are not tarot, oracle, or any of the other playing card systems that are out there. Personal prophecy is in a world of its own. Once you become aware of all the principles and the insight that you can draw, which is going to be important for tonight's show. I'm going to first, though, mention that any of the readings that we do are going to be conducted with a full 24-card layout, which is what I use in my private work, too. So you'll need to give me a moment or two as I lay the cards out for you. And now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo. Ta-da!
Well, I want to remind everybody
that the coughing jag coming
is informational and educational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind you, if you're international caller or Facebooker, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout-out like we will to Cho in the UK and Laura in Canada.
And Helen.
I didn't see Helen in here.
Helen, yes, she's here.
I did not see a Helen.
I'm looking for her. She was way up.
Okay, and Helen also is in the UK.
Yes.
So three international shout-outs all at once. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That is indeed what will happen. If you don't hear the show, then something went wrong, and you should call back. Them is the rules. Let's see here. So the primary means is call in and that number I just gave. But for you Facebookers, you will try our darndest to accommodate you folks. And it's mostly the international folks that can't call in for obvious reasons. But sometimes we have domestic folks that just can't get to the cell at that moment. And they also would like a Facebook reading. But if we do turn to you folks, we prefer that you do an audio or video call to Deborah Lee on Facebook. We do the typed in things when that's what we got to do, but it's slow, it's cumbersome. The quality of reading is not as good for yourself getting it, and it's not as good. It slows down the show, too, because there's a lot of dead time when we wait for each person to go clickety-click-click. So, I mean, if you got Facebook, you got Messenger. I recommend you suck it up, Buttercup, and use it. That's all I'm saying. Call them friends. All you got to do is be friends with Deborah Lee. That's all you got to do. And wait for us to open the door. And that door shall open. Trust us. Hi, that harps. That is the sound of typically one envisions angels playing harps. Well, we do that because, first of all, that's a transition of your free reading with Deborah is coming to an end. Okay. And we're going to give you before you, well, not before you leave. You don't have to leave. We put you on mute. If you're a blog talker, you can continue. So listen, as long as you'd like, there's nothing wrong with that. We will move on to the next person. Before we do that, I have an angel card for you, and today is the old school, the originals that we were using. You can even tell they're a little worn, but they're still doing well. It is the original angel card, so Each one has a message from an archangel, and you don't know what it will be. It's random. Depends on the card we shall pull for you. But after we do the pulling of the card, then we move on to the next caller, because we have to do this in a prompt and timely manner, because it always starts blowing up as the show goes on. We have always a good block before the show even starts, but then they start coming in, especially like usually the first 10, 15 minutes, they start going boom, 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 boom. Because as people are on Blog Talk, if you go to Blog Talk's website, it'll start out showing you what's live now, and you scroll through there. That's probably why people are targets of opportunity when we have the new folks. Or even if they're not new, they say, oh, let's see if Deborah's on tonight. They can just go to Blog Talk, and even if they're not following it, they can just look and see what shows are currently live.
That's true, they do.
So that's the name of that game. All right.
Whenever you're ready.
I am ready. I've been ready.
Have you? I bet you were born ready.
Born ready, all right. I'm ready for a caller.
Okay, we are going to do something different tonight. Jim and I have been discussing on and off for the last couple days the butterfly effect, and we're not referring to the movie.
But there is a connection.
Yeah, there is. But where how the butterfly effect is actually connected to chaos theory and a whole lot of other things that is legit. You know, can you say it in a nutshell? Because I forgot what...
I don't know what you mean. What?
About the butterfly effect as it is being used in terms of science, weather.
It's just like a small, that's why they call it the butterfly, a small little action by some seemingly insignificant thing like a butterfly can cause a series of events. It could be over eons, probably, or long periods of time. It depends on the effect. To cause great change, alter past, just to change the entire future, the outcome of things you didn't think were changeable. That's
so,
pretty much it.
We're going to do a little experiment tonight with that. You're going to literally get two card readings. So the show's going to run, if I can talk.
She can talk. She can talk if she wants to.
I'm so full of medication, I'll tell you. We're going to try
that
our own.
That ain't all she's full of.
I know one thing I'm not full of.
Oh, no, don't come back with a little two-year-old comeback. I know you are, but what am I?
All right, I'll just have to talk more quietly.
That might help, actually, yeah. Slow it down and talk softly.
We're going to ask, if those of you that are wanting a reading tonight, we're going to ask you this question. What would have happened if I had blank? I had it this afternoon. Excuse me.
Talk about something in your past.
The first one I did is, what would have happened if I would have married my... high school sweetheart. We were such an item. Everybody thought for sure we were heading for the aisle, but we did not, which was only my choice. I laid out my cards using that particular question. Clifford said he was not going to stop his cheating ways, which always broke us up. And I also saw that I was going to miss out on the wonderful opportunity to meet both Jim and my late husband. So I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. So I asked another question. I had always wanted to be a broadcast journalist, you know, the type that you see, like on your actual TV stations and, you know, those that are working on CNN and that kind of thing. I wanted to know, what if I had been able to do that? What if I had followed that desire? What would the cards have shown for me taking that path? And it was actually pretty successful. There was great opportunities that were going to fall into a row. There was a man that I was going to meet that we were going to work in tandem as what do they call them? Anchors, you know, news anchors. So there you can see. I don't know if I can do this.
Pretend you're in a battlefield and you can't look at your sergeant and say, you know what, I don't think I'm up for this war shit today. Suck it up and do it.
It comes and goes in waves.
You got to do it. You cough, you pause, you cough. You can do it. You know.
One outcome was very positive. The other outcome was not. So we want to know, when we get you on the phone, what would you have, what would have happened if you would have married that somebody or gone after that certain career choice, whatever it was, gone in the military, traveled the world.
It could be something less than impactful, too.
I can do this.
It could be something less impactful. It could be, what if I didn't move and stayed where I was originally? It doesn't have to be something earth-shattering. What if I chose this big giant
That's right. You could say, what if
things.
I had stayed in my little hometown?
Because that's one of the big things about that whole theory thing is it doesn't have to be a giant freaking effect to cause a big
It can be
effect.
A small choice.
Hence the butterfly, a small, delicate little thing, that one that can never cause anything else to change on this planet.
But sometimes people wonder.
By itself,
what,
not as a species.
What might have been?
Right,
Jim? Wondering about what might have been, what could have happened.
And it might not always be good.
But this is a really good way for you to
like
see
the movie.
What the path could have been for you.
What it could have, should have.
And maybe it'll lay some of those questions to rest. All right. Take us to a caller.
Take you to the river, throw me in the water.
I sincerely apologize, folks. It's part of that whole COVID thing.
It's just weird, though, but you don't cough like that always.
No, it goes
away.
Why
is it always now?
It comes and it goes.
All right. Well, here we go. Regardless, show must go on. 630. Welcome to the show. That's
Hi.
Me, Illinois area. 630. Welcome.
Hi. Where are we speaking
Hi,
to?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's Lily.
Lily, the reason that we acted like we didn't know who it was, because there is another 630 caller, believe it or not. So
yeah.
So we wasn't sure this time.
Okay, so I would like to know from you, what would have happened, what would, like you're going to fill in the blank. What would
okay.
have happened
yeah.
if you had?
I actually just thought about this. I had to go to another doctor's appointment today, and on the way home, there was a song playing by Pearl Jam. And I literally drove past like the amphitheater that we went and me and my first serious boyfriend went to the Pearl Jam concert in Wisconsin. And I was like, oh my God, could you imagine if I would have married him? I'm like, my life would have been Plainfield, Illinois. And I mean, that's fine for a lot, like my sister lives in a subdivision next to Plainfield, Illinois. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not me. You know what I mean? And so I thought about that today and I was like, thank God, God knows me better than I know myself because, you know, it wasn't meant to be. And I'm so much more of a, like, I wouldn't be the creative person I am today. You know, like it just, it was what it was when it was, but definitely would not be a match for today's energy. That's for sure.
Okay, can you tell us his first name?
His name was Dave.
Hey, there you go, Dave.
God, that's crazy good, because I was thinking she was going to say Dave.
Oh, Jesus balls.
No way, really?
Yeah, it's like so many of us had boyfriends that were named. Our first, you know, few were like Dave, Mike, you know, Steve, stuff like that. So anyway.
Well, I mean, what did you expect? Geraldo or John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt? That's your average dude's name is John, Joy, you know, Jim, Joe, Jack.
Well, one thing, my first love was an Arab American. And my family, you know, you come through.
So what was his name?
Sam.
There you go. Another single, one syllable, plain old Sam, Joe, John, David. That's normal. Well, it was back in the day. Now names are getting more exotic. You have Moonbeam. And
but back
all sorts
at
of
that
crazy
time.
Stuff. Just people dream of months. I'm November. You know,
back at
like
that,
that
time, I looked at it and I thought, my family is going to reject him because he's an Arab. People are so conservative. Those of us that are older, you know what I'm saying. You know. Probably all raised our children differently. So I'm going to now look at Lily's cards in relation to Dave. Now, this could be fun. All right.
I mean, especially since she actually just happened to think about it, too. So this is right up her alley. She didn't have to think too hard for a question for you there.
Were you madly in love, Lily?
No, I mean, he was like my first boyfriend. And I only went out with him because he was best friends with, like, the guy I really liked, you know. But the guy that I really liked wasn't available, you know. And, but we dated for a long time, and, like, he just never went away. Like, these guys, I go out with them, and then, like, he still works at my dad's company. Like, he was a pallbearer at my dad's funeral. Like, he was just obsessed and just could never leave, even though he got married and had kids.
Married with children. Okay.
Here's what I got for you. The two of you would have actually ended up moving away. Now, I know that might seem what, but it is true. That's what it shows here.
That's what it shows. I mean,
and he eventually would develop a real problem with alcohol, partying, staying out all night. It's right here. And this marriage would not have lasted long. But the reason I feel that he would have moved away with him, you two, is that... I don't think your family would have approved of him for the long haul. And he was looking at, if he had married you, he'd have joined the military or joined some sort of service like that, which would have taken you away. But
take it away, Tampa Bay.
So now you know that never would have been a good marriage for you. Okay.
I just, like, get so... I don't understand why my family still, like, is in contact with him. I think that's pretty creepy, actually, because it's like, hey, you know, like, just no loyalty there.
Here's the past,
and plus being a really good friend or an old fling, young fling, and being a married person can change attitudes in families.
All right, now, Lily, tell me your real question.
Yes. yes.
Are you okay? How are you feeling?
Yes. Well, I have coughing spells that they come and go. Even taking loads of medication, still a problem.
Yeah. If you'd have went to the doctor, you could have got the real medicine.
Well, I got pearls.
You could have got off medicine with drugs, with the codeine.
But the bottle is like this. Any of you have ever gotten that codeine Tussin? I think it's called.
Yeah, it's got some kind of weird Tussin type.
And they make sure you don't get a lot of it. All right, Lily, where are we going?
Okay, so I'm still working on the documentary is up, running. It's good. Everything's going good with that. It's chucking along at a nice pace. I did a podcast yesterday. Everything went great with the podcast. As soon as it's ready, I'm going to post it. I had a great time. I feel like I'm in line with everything, you know. I just wanted to see, like, what you see coming up for me that maybe, like, I need to know about or whatever. Like, just what do you see should be prepared?
Yeah.
So as far as her career-wise, what do you see that she needs to know about?
What does she need to
know? Any obstacles, hurdles? I mean, they're all kind of synonymous, but opportunities that she doesn't even see coming that she would like to know about. Everybody likes, we like opportunities, but it is kind of cool to get a heads up about one coming. You know, surprises are cool, but sometimes they're not always great. And you're like, oh, I wish I'd have known, blah, 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 when you get a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
So,
by knowing, here we go again with that, you, by having the pre-knowledge, you're able to prepare, sidestep maybe,
Or
hit the delete key.
Or even if it's a good thing coming, you're able to prepare to receive it and to run with it better, knowing, okay, some guy's coming with a contract. Holy shit, I got to start thinking
about
things.
Now I got to think of what I want.
I
got to
start
yeah.
thinking and not just sit there with my jaw dropped and just sign anything he says. I got to start thinking,
mm-hmm.
how do I counter this? But so it's not necessarily always knowing bad things. Sometimes it's good to know that good things are coming so you can prefer them as well. All right, what do you got?
Well, what I got for you, hon, is it's going to actually draw, like attract, good people to you we're going to help to accelerate this work in progress that you've got, and that's going to put it out in the limelight, which is a good thing.
One of my favorite Rush songs.
What?
Limelight. All right, go ahead.
So, and you've got all good people around you. I've seen nothing that is anywhere problematic for you. So enjoy the ride. This is what I would say. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Okay. That's good.
So you don't see anything?
Good. There may be some money here.
But I mean, nothing like, oh my God, she's got to make some big preps for her coming. Just career's going in the right direction, basically.
Yeah, and I think that you, Lily, you enjoy spontaneity. I think that you do better when you aren't coached or, you know, have it all. That's what your cards say, that you work very well off the cuff, if you know what I mean, without a lot of planning and preparation.
True. Very true.
Yeah. Well, that's you.
All right. I have your angel card reading, and like I say, these are all from different archangels. These are original. These are oldies but goodies, these cards. Career transition is the subject, and it is from Archangel Shamael, not Shamu, Shamuel. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
Awesome.
So it sounds like it's a confirmation of the path you are already on.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel,
I love that.
Archangel's letting you know you are on that path. Keep riding the train. Eventually, it's going to get to a destination. It just might be a long ride. Boring, maybe, sometimes, right?
True.
Good career.
Just remember how many people that have made it. They're at the top of their industry. And how many have said, you know what, the best part was getting here.
How many of them say that? There's
lots of them do.
Lots of them weren't too thrilled about, like, living in their cars and stuff, a lot of them. But, you know, they laugh at it looking back. But at the time, sure, you can laugh at anything looking back.
Yeah.
I can laugh when my my leg hurts so bad I wanted to put morphine in my nuts or something up my butt. I'm just saying, I can laugh at it now, but at the time it wasn't funny. I could have let that moment go and not be all right.
Hi, Lily. Speak.
No, it's true. I just always, with my line of work that I'm in right now, would always like to just see if there's something coming. You know what I mean? Because like the people that that are involved is sometimes really scary, but I really just wanted to call in and say hi to the both of you. So thank you so much for taking my call today.
Thank you.
We are glad that you called in.
And just think, you can sleep at night over Dave. He was never going to be the one.
And the other six reel seems to have dropped.
Oh. Maybe it was a glitch.
No, it wasn't a glitch. It was a different number.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe it was Dave.
He never know. Dave from the yesteryear.
Oh, Lily, before you go, did you ever get a shot at the one you really wanted to go out with?
Yes, I did. And, you know, people, and, you know, it was one of those things where people, they really knew that we connected. Like, his name was Brian, okay? And, like, we were really, really, really good friends for a long time. And, you know, people still ask me about that guy today. They're like, do you ever talk to Brian? And he made a ring for me out of a dollar bill, like out of money, paper money. I still have it.
Really?
People still ask me about him. So maybe someday I'll run into him or whatever. But
that reminds me of Taylor Swift's song, You Belong With Me. That song she sings where he's got a different girlfriend, but you're the one that he spends time with and is so comfortable. You know, she wears high heels.
I don't know what the name of the song is, but yeah.
You belong with me.
Well, you know. That was the old school Taylor. Now she's singing about lavender frickin' haze and all sorts of voodoo shit. All right. All right, thank you, Lily.
All right, hon. Take care.
We're going to rock and we're going
to
roll.
That was fun. I enjoyed that. Take us away to Tampa Bay.
Take us away, Tampa Bay. You know who used to say that?
No.
Well, for those that were old enough and watched it, Chuck Berry used to like to say that in the 70s.
He
on
did?
On the Gong Show. Take it away, Tampa Bay.
That guy was...
Tampa Bay had just come into the NFL League, and they were a laughingstock for years and years. They were so terrible. Tampa Bay Buccaneer football team when they first came in. All right.
That guy was batshit crazy.
Well, yeah, but he was perfect for the Gong. We're going to area code 779. 779 is also in the Illinois area, correct?
Correct.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
It's the worst part of Illinois.
Oh,
it's Illinois.
Indeed. It is she. Miss Illinois. Miss Illinois eternity. Not
yeah,
just the
Miss
one.
Illinois. You know what? Wait until I get down there. I'm going to come pay a visit to you.
There she is,
awesome.
Miss Illinois.
Now tell us,
I'm gonna punch him.
Before you get your ring, you have to fill in the blank. That's what
yes.
we're doing.
Oh, you heard,
effect
she heard the
thing.
Intro. You heard the intro, so.
What would have okay. happened if I had blank?
Think about your past.
Okay, what would have happened if I would have actually had kids with numb nuts?
If you had what? What's the numb nuts?
Kids with my ex, Alfonso.
Oh, you probably know her about her ex.
No, I don't know who her ex was.
Which one? I guess Deb is wondering.
The original, Alfonso.
What was his first name?
Alfonso.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a 14-year.
You... went with him for 14 years?
Yep.
That bears a long time, folks.
Wow.
What would have happened if I would have had a kid with him when I was 22?
Oh, that is a big
That's
one.
That's a good one.
That is a great one because that leaves a lingering tie. You know what I'm saying?
Forever.
And it can go down a little bit, obviously, after the years go, but there still is a connection, whether you like it or not.
Did he want to have
not.
Children with you?
Yes.
Oh,
I did.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I...
So was that a theme for the 14 years that he did and you didn't the whole 14 years?
I told him right out of the gate I never wanted kids, so don't even think about it. He's like, oh, you'll change your mind.
Ah, that. The people think that, don't they? Isn't that something? That, oh, well,
yeah.
Did he ever marry and have children?
No.
No?
No, he's a loser who lives above a dog kennel.
I remember you telling us.
A little muffled for
me. Daryl and me about that.
Yeah.
That he does what?
Mm-hmm. He lives above a dog kennel.
Wow, you must you have to really love dogs a lot to listen to them bark 24/7. Or that's got to be the cheapest rent ever known to mankind, perhaps.
No, it is not cheap. I think it's like $1,400 a month is not cheap.
Who the hell would pay $1,400 to live above a goddamn dog kennel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anyway, well, let's get back to the reading because this is what would happen if they had a kid. What do you got, Deb?
If you had stayed with him and you would have bore his children.
Bear him a child.
You would have
and I'm talking in the very beginning, not later in the relationship. I'm talking in the very beginning.
Roger that. We
but
got you.
But you would have reached a place where you would have thought, what am I doing? Where is my life? This isn't it. And you would have been completely devoted to your child. But I don't see that the two of you would have stayed together because you're right. He's a do-nothing, you know, and you're a go-getter. So I think you and that little boy would have hit the trail together.
And you're saying boy, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I see. It would have been a little boy, a little Alfonso.
Would he have been a Fonzie?
I guarantee you that.
Would they have called him Fonzie, like from Happy Days?
I would hope not. That would not
there was a lot. I do have to say, Teresa, there was a lot of love between the two of you.
Well, 14 years
had to
have been something there.
It was right here.
Yeah.
But he needed to have some spirit and drive. You know?
Yeah.
And
he was a bomb. He's a bomb. Like,
bomb.
I'm not saying he didn't have talent. He had raw talent. But he had that ego that he didn't like coaching or help or anything, like he was missing out on.
That would have been like a cancer to you, and you didn't want to catch it.
Well, I think that's what eventually started wearing away, because at first it was like I had these really like 8 feet thick rose-colored glasses, and then it slowly wore off. I was infatuated with the man.
All right, Teresa, give us your reading question.
Yeah, a real question you would like to talk about.
Okay, so remember we were talking about supposedly the new guy I'm supposed to meet. So let's expunge on, get some details.
Oh, details about her man.
Yeah, you're real.
The upcoming man.
You're kind of quiet and muffled, so we don't know if you're talking from a different area, speaker, a different phone. Something's different than
they're
when you normally
saying
call
they
in.
Can barely hear you.
Normally when you call in.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you like
is that
the
better?
Way we are used to hearing you. What did you change so we know?
I'm not on my headset.
Was it a Bluetooth headset?
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth open shocks, open move shocks. It's like the. I spoke to you with them on the other night, but sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Yeah, that's what I used to tell everybody at the beginning of the shows. Sometimes speakerphone is perfect, but sometimes it's not. You just can't predict those Bluetooth, different wireless. Some people put us on like their. It's Bluetooth to their car speakers or their radio in their car. Sometimes it's beautiful. Sometimes it blows goats. All right. Cards are down.
This is going to be a great man for you, Teresa. He's going to be more your speed. He's not going to be one that you have to keep prodding. Come on. Stay, in step with me. This will be one that's got you doing a double step there, as to keep up with him. He's got a great... ability to deal with financial issues.
That's what I need in my life. I need somebody like that.
Somebody who knows their way around, like, say, acquiring property and making the most of it. I mean, this guy's sharp, really sharp. And I hate to say it, but I really think the first time you meet him and he asks you out, you're going to think, what in the hell does that guy want with me? Because you won't feel like you're...
You'll feel not worthy?
Yeah.
You'll be like, this is like some kind of like superstar guy that could be an actress or an actor or
yeah.
Somebody that's a mover and a shaker and is probably used to doing with high
rollers.
I like
that, though.
Absolutely. One should like that, yes.
Yeah, and the two of you are really going to blend well. A lot of compatibility.
You go.
And, I know you've always had that envisioned, what was it? Like a farm of organic.
Right.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Organic what? Weed?
No.
Weed? No weed.
No.
Just my organic farm.
Well, he's going to make it a big success.
So you're gonna,
with you.
You're gonna get organic? You're going to get organ.
So what's interesting is you say I won't feel worthy to talk to this person. That's interesting.
And you know what? Usually it's the other way around, isn't
right.
it, for you?
But they say that sometimes.
Correct.
When that certain person comes along, you lose your normal confidence.
Yeah, you get your knees get kind of weak.
You get the little 13, 14-year-old thing. And like, oh, my God, I'm getting my tongue is all twisted in knot thing.
Butterflies.
All that stuff in high school. It would be like deja vu from back in the day, right?
You're just going to know. You're going to know that you know that you know.
I love that. You're going to know that you know that you know.
You like that?
Oh, I do. Actually, that one I do. I like that way better.
Do we have a descriptor, though? Like, I hope he's tall.
Yeah.
I just hope
he's
tall.
Have
oh, he's a big man. Big man, let me tell you.
And you got to, what card is he?
He's the King of Diamonds.
And that is a type of what?
We can usually go with personality traits.
Right, that's what I meant. Right.
But we can also go with, his attributes physically. And I would say he could be a light, very light-haired. He could be a ginger.
Could be, but doesn't have to be, right? Some kind of light. Could be a light brown.
No soul.
Brown.
What'd you say, Teresa?
I said gingers have no souls.
Oh, the whole land of Ireland will declare war upon you now.
Oh, it's okay. They can bring it. It's okay. What about drink me?
He's gonna have blue eyes. No, not hazel.
Why?
That's a different suit.
Oh, see, that's why I just threw shit up. I know nothing. So
blue, possibly green, but he's gonna be fair.
You don't know.
Okay.
You don't see green-eyed dudes.
Don't you?
I wonder where I'm gonna meet this dude.
You've got upcoming events.
I got two.
Okay.
Upcoming events.
That soon?
It could be very
One this weekend and one in 2 weeks after that.
So it could be these next two.
It could be.
Could be. Zeb's not going to swear by it, right? Because life is life.
Well, and time.
Chaos. Butterfly effect.
There it is.
One little thing can bump that down the road.
And don't put that in her head. Now she'll think she's going to miss him.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't miss him.
Hey, Luna.
You can't. All right, this is not like an airplane you have to catch.
I didn't throw the missing. I just said it could bump the timeline a little bit, couldn't it?
The time is very fluid.
That's what I was saying.
It's
going to
depend on him being ready. Like the turkey theory we used to use on the show. You don't want a turkey that isn't fully cooked, you know?
Yeah. Right.
That's why I have wireless meat thermometer.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to meet his ass. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes, you keep putting that out there. And that
his ass needs to show up, like, now.
Yeah, well.
it doesn't hurt to manifest that and do that. It does not hurt to say, I want him now.
And the thing is, too, it comes in its own.
Affirmations.
Its own best way and time. Okay, so you'll know. You're going to know. You're almost going to feel like I could tell this guy, hey, guess what? We're going to be together. We're going to raise a farm together.
Nice.
All right, real quick, this is an interesting card. I drew this kind of early on. The subject is patience, which is probably might play in here.
Yes.
Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. Like you said, it has to be when it's ready.
Another thing before we have to move on is that you also are getting very fed up with where you're living. You have that's like rocket fuel. That's going to propel you towards the new future that is waiting for you. Now, if you were madly in love with your home, and the state of Illinois.
There she is, Miss Illinois.
No.
You would never reach that level. And I can't say never. It could still happen.
Never say never.
But not with the velocity that's going to come with that farm getting started. That's a calling on your life.
Nice.
She knows it.
That makes me happy. Now I'm happy.
Well, you keep thinking.
Happy, joy, joy.
Yep.
Very happy. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Take care. Love you.
Love you guys. Yep. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Laura Grant is.
There's nothing I can do about that. All I can do.
Yeah.
For you folks is. Why I didn't see her type that.
She's
sending you instant messages or something. I didn't see Laura type anything in here recently.
Laura said, "Freaking scammer keeps messaging."
All right. Helen and Cho had to say. They had to go because it's late there. Cho's dealing with an illness, and I think he's still working, I think, one form or another. So Ellen and Cho had to say goodbye, good night. Not goodbye, good night. That is not goodbye. Luna says she can't call tonight because her son's dealing with migraine stuff, so she's taking care of him.
Yes. I'm sorry, Luna. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, you know where we are.
Yeah, you do.
And we wish you luck.
Yes. So let's bring the lady of the hour on here.
Oh,
good luck on that.
Yeah.
You know
what?
You guys are my salvation. I've been crying all day really bad. The neighbor, he left a book by my door. And so I got home from working out, and I never
call him anymore, but I did call him this morning after I saw the book, and I said, I thank you for the book. I saw the book. I said, you know, after two rings, it was sent to voicemail. And then I waited a few minutes. I was getting a funny feeling. And so then I waited a few minutes. Like I said, I never call him. And so I called him again, and it went to voicemail after two rings. And then he slammed out of the house. So then I went to the driveway, and he was, his car door was open, and I called his name. And he stuck part of himself out the car door, reaching for the door. And he said, I'm in a really bad mood. I don't want to be around anyone right now. And he said, I am so tired of these games. I am moving. And I said, no. And he said, yes. And he said, I've never seen him this angry. He said, I did talk to my friend, and he's so offended by, I told him what you had said, and he's so offended. And I, he said, I can't remember what else he said. And I just said, don't, you know, like, don't, I didn't finish the sentence. And he said, no, I am moving. And so I went into the house, and I went for a bike ride. I met up with a girlfriend. What do the cards say, Deb? He's been storming around here. He's been slamming.
Oh, gosh. I got to ask you. Friend admit to putting his hand on you?
I don't know, Deb. I wasn't in the conversation. All I know is what I just told you. And I...
But then why
I,
would his friend admit, you know?
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I went for a bike ride with a girlfriend, and she's the kind of girlfriend you don't cry in front of. You don't talk to her about your personal problems, which was good. It got me out of my head. And I came back, and I could see him at the mailbox, and I looked the other way, and I don't know if he saw me, but I came into the house, and then he started slamming around. He just went outside, and he's cutting the weeds, like, fast action, and then he's cutting him under my window, and then he went with the weed whacker, and then he went into the laundry room, and he's been slamming things around, and I'm like just sitting here thinking, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
that's what she's here for, Deb. Cards.
Yeah. Well, you probably had heard we're playing a little game with the cards and the butterfly effect.
Well, I heard you called in.
Yeah, that's right. You were late. But I'm going to tell you, I did the game for you. The game is, what would have happened if I had blank? What I put in for you was married him.
Wow.
You know, been with him. What?
You went the other direction. You didn't go back in time.
No.
You're going like future path, which is
what you,
that is true.
What you witnessed today,
I forgot about that,
is what you would have had.
Ah,
and I
you
was
know,
so hoping you were going to tell a different story when you called
that
in.
That is true. We kept talking about the butterfly effect and chaos as being a past thing, but it isn't.
This chaos theory is starting to show itself,
which is
as
also
reality
a future
you.
Thing. Future choices are past choices are choices you would have made at the present time in the future. There's all that stuff that boggles your freaking mind. Makes you want to eat mushrooms and lick frogs. All that ass. But anyway, back to Lisa.
But right now I realize this is tearing you up. But I think it's a good thing to let him go.
So it's a glimpse?
This is a glimpse of your life.
So what you're saying, it's a glimpse of if everything you wanted to come true came true. You always are going to get
what?
Dirty laundry with it.
This is going to be
the dirty laundry part of any relationship.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I'm not going to control. I can't try to control. I'm staying out of the way here. I'm just under the radar. I'm doing my thing. I've got plans, a lot of plans with girlfriends. And I'm not.
Did you really? Also,
another
problem is.
I'm not.
I got to share this with
real
you.
Real quick, she's got some insight.
This man cannot handle money.
I am seeing here, he's a financial hot mess.
So he probably likes to invest.
Yeah.
It sounds like he probably does. He like to invest, but he doesn't choose his investments wisely, maybe?
I think he spends it ridiculously. And he may be involved in things like that you wouldn't even know. Online gambling, maybe playing those.
Well, you
really?
Yeah.
You could do it from, yeah. I could,
really?
I could spend my paycheck from my phone in one bet.
Yeah.
One freaking bet from my phone legally.
Are you kidding me? Oh, that's horrible. I'm not going to talk to him anymore about any of this. I'm just going about my business. I don't know.
Follow this.
You know,
yes, Lisa, but I really think you need to shift to a place where you know that the future with this man is not a good one for you. And that is in terms of the butterfly effect, which we are all talking about tonight, that is going to propel you toward a new future.
I'm not going to push anyone away. You know, I'm being happy and friendly to everybody, but this situation that I'm in right now, I didn't expect it like that, and he hurt me bad, and I don't know, you know, I have no idea. I don't even know what to say right now.
What I think happened is you called him out. And she couldn't believe that you knew that they had set this up. So what else is it going to
really?
Be? Yes. Think about it. Why in the hell would he be so mad and his friend is offended? It's because they got caught.
They're probably pissed because they figured they haven't been talking about it all. They probably haven't even been texting or emailing. They've probably been maybe texting but not emailing. So they're like, oh, how'd she know that shit? That's bullshit, you know. Because I think they're probably wise guys, like Goodfellas. We're like wise guys, Goodfellas. We're above everything. Nobody can find us out. And they got pissed off?
Yeah, and also narcissists have to blame you. He's blaming you. And the friend is blaming you.
Yeah, you're right, because they can never be wrong.
And they got caught red-handed.
You know what? When I was talking to him yesterday and telling him about this, I said, did you guys have some agreement between the two of you about me? And I did tell him, I said, you were completely, it's like you handed, well, you were disconnected, completely disconnected. You weren't your usual self. You were... I couldn't even talk to you. There was no connection with you, and that guy was like kept yakking it up with me, and it was just something that I saw, and he kept saying, you know, I know I didn't know that was going on. And I said, but it was happening right in front of you, and
that is weird. Now, Angelica in here said kind of something similar. Some men don't like to get caught, and when they get caught, they get very angry.
Yeah.
Because they think it makes them look innocent.
And boy,
if you catch me doing something, I'll just get angry and slam shit.
Like,
because then obviously you'll know that I'm innocent, because that'll prove it.
Well, Jeff,
do
you see them getting into a fight over this? Because you did see it a couple of different times.
No, hon, I'm sorry. I don't. I think
not
they were
two.
In collusion together.
In some form.
You caught them. They turned their embarrassment and shock because that came from the cards.
What I was going to say, and I had forgot that train of thought, but I told him, I said, why do I always get blamed for stuff when it happens? So why
Imagine
are you
that.
Blaming me?
Yep.
Yesterday when we were talking, or was it? I can't remember when we were talking. Maybe it was yesterday.
That's what the man child does. Somebody here called him. He's like a man child. You can be a man, But when conflict comes along, they revert to childish behavior. When conflict comes along,
what's he got to do? He's got to get rid of you.
I'm moving. I'll slam things. Because
you shamed him.
I'll slam doors so she hears me.
Yeah.
That's the man child.
It is.
Man.
I agree.
But childish behavior.
She's acting out.
When conflict comes along.
Now imagine right now tonight you were married to him.
Yeah.
And you have to go home to that. I'm going to tell you all right now. I've had a husband like this. He would be, if he got caught doing something, he got caught.
What the hell is this?
Oh, my God. I mean, he would turn it all. So I was the one that either made him do it. You made me do it. Any woman that hears that wants to get out a meat cleaver, because you don't make anybody cheat on you or, you know, play this little game like he did.
Things will settle down. The dust will settle.
No, I think you need to let the dust be where it is.
Do you think it's the beginning of an end?
It is.
I'm not going to approach him. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not.
No,
I'm giving him.
She's
you know, I'm just doing my own life. But I don't want. I want this to go away.
Well. Go away as relative. Do you see this? Do you see this going away as every other conflict has gone away and to go back to the normal lifestyle? She does not.
No.
So do you see this as kind of the first step to the beginning of an end?
It is.
That's what I was asking.
And I want him to stay away from you because I don't want this man to get so enraged that he would put his hands on you.
You think he would?
Oh, oh God, he wouldn't do that. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
I think he would slam things. It sounds like a man-child that would go out and slam things and pout and who knows, maybe when he's out weed whacking, he'd cut him extra short or some shit like that. I don't know, but you have the card. Yeah, yeah. But it's better to be safe than sorry, is it not? When dealing with a man-child, you never know. You know what? Not everybody was born to do something like physical assault. There's always a first time, right? It could be a first time that he just snaps and slaps you. She doesn't see that. She's telling you to be cautious.
He wouldn't do that.
He didn't see it. That's fine. But just
and I wouldn't tolerate it. I wouldn't tolerate. I'd have his ass, but he wouldn't do that.
And I don't think that what happened because you don't like to push the buttons. You just walk away, which is a very smart thing to do. Some people are button pushers, and those bad things can happen when you push buttons. Sometimes, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know what I hear him on the phone right now in his place. I hear him with a raised voice. I don't know what's going on. I have no clue.
Get that old glass out of the cabinet and put that bitch up against the wall. There's no shame. Lisa, there's no shame. You're not doing anything illegal doing so.
Absolutely.
But it's up to you. I'm just saying, if you're curious, I would do that.
First of all, remember, he would have apologized if his friend had put his hand on your ass as he did. I would think that he'd have said, oh, I am so sorry.
I'm sorry, and I'm going to talk to him about it.
And the friend never would have said he was, what was the word? That he was insulted or offended.
Offended.
Offended that what, Lisa? Would even say such a
thing?
Well,
there was the collusion thing. He was offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird thing. But so what do you see ultimately? Probably that.
I don't see the two. Okay. If any of you watch NCIS.
Okay.
Anthony DiNozzo said, and I've never forgot this, what a great line in a TV show.
Okay.
He said, there's always the breakup before the break.
Ah, that is interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
There's always something that didn't seem like huge, but it was the beginning of the end, right? They say the beginning of the end, right?
Yeah. It'll never go back to what it was.
It could never be the same. It could be awkward. It could be, it's almost the same, but it's a little awkward because it just can't be the same type of thing. Like when some couples try to get back together. Remember, it's kind of like, yeah, we're back together, but all of a sudden we're very uncomfortable all the time now. We can't be ourselves because there's that awkwardness because it's freaking over.
And well, and that's why there needs to be a break. You got to have this break, you know, like a year that each partner goes their own separate way. So that's all I can say to you, hon. This is where you got to make your own choices now. I'm not seeing him come crawling back. I think he's going to work this and work it good.
Well, you know, and somebody referred to it, and it's not actually wrong, that it's a man-child syndrome.
And Virgil are very much in, I wanted to say cahoots. You're both very much in agreement on that.
I haven't seen him say a word tonight. Joe said hi, Virgil's here, but I didn't give a national shout-out until I see somebody say a freaking word. So.
Oh, he was there. He said.
I didn't know. Then you should have told me.
He said, thank you. He said, you're right.
I'm not, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not approaching him. I'm not talking to him. If he says hi, then I'll say hi, but I'm not engaging. I'm not going to initiate. I'm not going to, you know, do any of that. I'm doing my life.
I got a lot of stuff scheduled. Fix something.
You're about, where am I going to put it?
I got an idea. See that little Microsoft Word document icon down there? Open up that. Let's do this. Let's make it loud to everybody.
No, I think that's very humiliating of you. Good thing you're not a teacher.
Click it. Click blank document. Change that. See where it says 11 font? Go where the font size is there. Change that to 48, all the way to 48.
Seriously?
Yep, that's what I do. And there you go. All right, well, Lisa, I'm going to give you, and we want you to take it easy and relax. You know, it is what it is. We're going to be here Friday, if not sooner. But real quick, your angel card is Claircognizance. Archangel Uriel, pay attention to the thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers.
And try to remember, everything at some point happens for a reason. And I really think in order for the right man for you to come into your life, Lisa, there has to be a space made.
Yeah, a break,
yeah.
Transition, and some it might be painful.
Because I don't think he's going to be bringing DoorDash to you and you're going to meet, you know, open the door to your Prince Charming. I think you... You know, gotta
in
have
the perfect
a space.
In the perfect world.
But I
you know,
am.
We have a lot of stuff.
I have a lot of stuff scheduled. I'm going out to dinner. I've got a lot of things scheduled. So I'm not sitting home and twiddling my thumbs. But I don't know how bad this is going to get between us. I don't know if he's going to be continuing to build on that anger. I have no idea.
But if you keep doing your own thing or indifferent and don't engage, you can't, I don't think the anger will build. If you're the type that was like, hey, listen here, buddy, start pushing buttons, well, then the anger would build, but that's not your style.
No.
You avoid the conflict because you don't like it. You don't want to deal with it. Yeah. So the anger is not going to go up. It can't because you're not fueling. You're not shoveling the coals into the anger fire. So, and that's a smart move. And more women should do that. I mean, I hate to say that. Some, you know, women are like, well, we have a right to have a voice, but guys that are assholes.
When you've seen the outburst, it's merely a taste. It's like your appetizer.
Yeah, don't push the buttons.
Before the entree comes.
Don't push the buttons. You can push the buttons on some guy that looks like Revenge of the Nerds. That's okay. But if you're pushing the buttons, that same guy, you even like me a tiny bit volatile, you might not like what happens.
That what I would have seen there, I'd have said, I can't handle that.
Well, you told her not to get too crazy, right, about his anger.
Right, I would leave it alone.
Yeah, and she's doing that.
Yeah.
But that's her style anyway, so that's a very good style she has. Don't engage. Nothing good will come of it anyway. Some people, there's some female Latino Hispanics that love to engage.
They love to.
They love. They got that fire. Oh, you can't talk to me like that, guys.
The women.
Yep.
And they pick.
Yeah.
At their men, and they won't shut up.
You shouldn't do that.
And then they wonder
Lisa's not her style. No, it isn't. We know that, and that's a good style. That is a great style. Walk away, avoid the conflict.
And just see it as a, what do you call it, like an omen of things to come.
Let's see what happens. Play it by ear. You know, you don't have to move. And if he thinks he's going to move, it sounds like a childish statement anyway. I'm going to move, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, Lisa, well, we will be here Friday
tomorrow.
For sure, tomorrow likely.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling in.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, we want you to keep calling us, Lisa.
Don't stay away.
Yes, don't blow us off. We would feel sadness.
Thank you.
We love you.
I know, we actually get kind of worried if we don't hear you call in. We worried something's going on.
Nah, nothing's going on.
But, you know, we're so close now that, like, when we don't see her calling, we're like, oh, my God, is she all right? We get worried a little bit. Well, you know, we can worry about you.
Thank you.
All right, well, good luck, Lisa. And, you know, no matter what happens here, all these different opinions, all we want is what's best for Lisa. And that's the end.
For all of us,
All right, well, thank you much, Lisa. Somebody said something here that I wanted to talk about. My brain just broke.
You hate that?
Can hate it. Oh, well. What do you think it was, Deb? Oh, international shout out to Mike in UK. I didn't see it.
He's been saying stuff.
Where?
He said, you are absolutely wonderful, Jim. And he said,
look at me. Look, I'm scrolling. Where?
You're a genius.
Where?
Kidding.
Oh, I'm about to say. All right, thank you.
He did say that you were spot on or something.
I just didn't see it. But
Here it is, right here, right under Angela. She said it's a work in progress. And he said, spot on, Jim. But you were, I think it was about the man child.
Look where I'm looking, and I don't see it. What's up with that?
Right there. Spot on, Jim.
I don't see the sub. That's why I didn't see it. When you reply to somebody's thread, I don't see the person that said. I just see a comment.
So maybe I just showed you something.
But how come you get to see it and I don't? I had to click that thread. How come you don't? What's special about you?
Everything.
Isn't that special? All right. Suzanne says, hope I can call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Need to get your input on the position offered to me in Florida.
Oh, yes. Call in.
We are 90% sure. I don't want to say 99. 90.
It would take something.
Well, she's got this.
Yeah, but I haven't coughed now for, 15, 20 minutes?
Which tells me, what does that tell you, Deb? All those medicines you're taking, you gotta take them 30 minutes or an hour before the show, not 15. I actually would have went to the doctors, and
I may still cave.
Well, not so much for the tests or anything, but you could say, you know what, I got to do all this. It's almost like media people. You know, the media people go to doctors and get that super damn Lamidine cough medicine that shuts their lungs down.
Yeah, but it's only like that big, Jim.
But it shuts their lungs down for them to do their one-hour show.
That's true. It does.
When you've noticed that people that do these really big, big syndicated shows, typically, unless they're like in the hospital, they typically miss a day maybe. So you know their doctors are giving them the shit for drugs.
They get the best.
Because they don't go online. They say, I'm home. Sometimes you hear it in their voice, but they don't hack and cough.
No.
Because they're giving them, like, the cough medicine that is, like, pure codeine. Yeah. And their lungs just, the lungs like, well, we're just going to breathe now, but we can't do a damn thing else. You better not swallow water because we can't cough it out. You just shut us down with this codeine.
Oh, but it's rather wonderful when you're taking it.
You know, that never did that for me except help me sleep and be calm.
Sure, and that's a good thing.
Oh, it's a very good thing when you're sick because that is like one of the things to fight illnesses is with the sleep, right?
Yes, and folks, I'm sorry, but we must leave you tonight without extending, which we normally would do.
Yeah, she can't pull these long shifts sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, right now, I mean, obviously when the illness is over, it's a different ballgame, but now it's not that time.
Right. So we will likely be here tomorrow. So Blog Talkers, we hope you will check in with us. We're sorry we couldn't get through the
We got a bunch of you on hold, and we had, I think we're going to probably continue this, right?
I think we should. This little butterfly effect thing. I think it's really good for us to get insight of what could have been and was.
I think because we didn't only touched a few people. We're going to tell everybody we're going to continue this. At least tomorrow, might be through Friday.
And it's really interesting, don't you think, to find out like how Lily and Dave never would have, and how Teresa and Alfonso.
Alfonso, and they could have had a Fonzie.
Yes, a little boy, Fonzie. 14 years. Long time to be with somebody and no I do's. Or maybe, like my son say, it's obsolete now. Now it's a commitment contract that you negotiate, you know. And then you also plan in the event that we get divorced.
Well, you know, rich people have been doing that forever.
The prenup?
Forever. Yep. But even those have ended up in court.
Yeah.
And they have, because I watched a legal show on it. They say if the prenup is so one-sided, it can be challenged in court.
It can.
Yeah. If it's kind of in the middle, it's good. But if it says, like, I shall get all this, and she shall live in a shell, in a dirt hole, they say, yeah, that's going to court, because it can't be that one-sided, even if everybody signed it. It's not right. Which is odd, but, you know, that's the court world we live in today.
Oh, isn't it?
It is what it is. And we have, all right, folks, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Folks on hold, folks on Facebook, we probably 90% sure going to be here tomorrow, 100% on Friday, unless the world comes to an end. That we're going to continue with the theme that we said. It's kind of the chaos butterfly effect thing. It doesn't have to be 1,000 years ago. It might have to be 5 months ago. What would happen if I had blank? That'll be your first automatic question.
Yeah, and it's really kind of fun to see what.
Yes.
You
and
know,
that's mandatory.
And how it would have shaped your life.
You have to answer that question or you cannot play.
No readings for you.
No readings for you. You go now. Except unless there's an emergency, like Lisa had an emergency.
Oh, we have to stay with that.
And if you call up and you say, oh, my job just fired me, then we're not going to hold you to that. We're going to talk about your problem. Yeah. But if you're calling up as a regular, hey, you know, let's say that like we did with our other ones, we're going to make you do that. All right. And Jay was here. Gave us a hi. That was a while back. Jay from Canada. I forgot to give him an international shout out.
Yes.
Already gone. Sorry, Jay.
Going to the job that was perceived in the car.
I apologize, Jay, for not giving you an international shout out.
You better get on this.
20-30 minutes ago. And Virgil, I never see him.
I know. He's
and like I said, when it replies to a thread, it just shows me a reply, but doesn't say who did it.
Cho always calls him out. Right, Mike? Cho always says, Virgil, you're here.
He helps us out.
Yeah.
Because when he does that, I can't see it. I didn't even know he replied to, like, somebody else's thread. And I just saw, like, the reply, but it doesn't show me the term until I click it. Click it real good. All right,
let's
do it.
He's a wonderful greeter. He says, you know, good evening.
There's a bunch of them. Cho, Catherine, Laura's. I mean, there's, like, a few regulars that they just they instantly greet each other and then interact with the new people.
All of you make the show.
And our Laura from London, which you didn't see tonight, does that also.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great, too. So she was obviously very busy. Angelica has been here the whole time interacting with us big time.
You are all very much appreciated.
Yeah, she's been here
very
interactive.
Much.
We appreciate you guys a lot. But all good things must come to an end, but it's not an end as in forever.
No.
It's just an end. This show is over, say
goodbye. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and don't you say it. We'll be here.
What did she think I was going to say, I wonder?
I never know.
You know what? You don't want to say
anything. She's a wild card. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.